And now, a message from our fans.
What?
Wait, what? Hello? Are we here? What's going on? Are we live on the internet?
Again, yeah.
Oh, holy crap. It's easier to edit if I just edit each time we have a break like that.
Oh, I see. What the hell did
you cut out? Oh, I didn't cut out anything. I just edited it. It's just easier for me to know when there's certain stops. It's just easier to go that way. To do things that way.
Gotcha.
But yeah, especially if this is going to be more than one episode or not. I don't know. But yeah, there was one thing that happened in 2020 that we did not talk about yet at all.
God.
Not even in the slightest, though we've had personal conversations about it at length.
Okay.
But before we get into that, how's the lady? Is the lady good? You good?
Yeah, good. Baby's in the chair, and I got Manson playing in the background, so hopefully she'll stay asleep.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
She loves herself some Manson.
You know, everybody's got their thing. It's cool. You know, I'm all about that. That Frank Sinatra and all that stuff. But, you know, everybody's got their stuff. Mm-hmm. It's cool. But, yeah, we have not in this entirety, as much as I probably don't need to, no one needs to talk about it anymore. The George Floyd thing.
We didn't talk about that, are you sure?
Not on the podcast.
Mm, okay.
Not even a little bit.
I can't do that.
I know it's not something I even really care to speak about either, because it's the whole situation's fucked. And I guess if we're gonna try to keep it as current now, since we kind of all just glossed over 2020, because well, does anyone really want to talk about 2020 anymore?
No.
I mean, it's gonna be in the history books. You're gonna have Shelby's probably gonna Shelby and Corbin might be in the first one. History classes are gonna have. Going to talk about this. It's probably going to be a good portion of their year. High school is going to have a good portion of the year talking about this, you know, because this is such a fucking monumental, colossal shitball of a year.
Yeah.
As much as we want to hate on it right now, it's going to be talked about for a long, long fucking time.
Yeah.
But even with that said, I guess we're keeping it current to the day. My thing with the Floyd thing as it stands now is that I don't know. If you're worried, like you were talking about powder keg situations.
Mm-hmm.
If the man who had his fucking knee on his neck does not get put away.
Yeah.
That's going to be a very close moment.
Yeah.
I'm not like trying to threaten anything. I'm not trying to like have some big old like, yeah, da, da, da. No. I am afraid of that moment. That moment scares the shit out of me.
No, the reality of that moment is
because
pretty fucking exciting.
It's one of those things where like, can you blame anyone for not being completely frustrated and angry with that? If of all the people, because there's been so many of these cases of so many of these situations where nothing happened essentially. This one doesn't, then holy shit.
The only thing that I can say, and again, just trying to play devil's advocate, the only thing that I can say that's a redeemable. Or not even a redeemable, but a thing to be taken into consideration is the circumstance that he was coming down off of a narcotic at the time. I don't know the name of that.
It's fentanyl. It's the fentanyl.
No, not like that. I don't know the name of what that's called, where your body is basically shutting down. It's like hypoxia.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that one.
There's an actual thing where basically your body's already in fight or flight mode because it's already acknowledged the fact that it's in the process of shutting down. And the lack of oxygen and the panicky and the jerking, shit like that, like it all factors in. And so apparently this guy was going through that during that time period. But at the end of the day, the fact the officer passed him on his neck and didn't get off even after he went limp. Like,
yeah,
that after the moment he went limp, like he wasn't instantly in the fucking, hey buddy, you okay? CPR mode? Yeah, none of that.
Yeah, no. Somebody call a bus. Somebody do something.
Yeah, no. The fact that he stayed like that for an extended period of time, I don't know if Floyd was actually being choked or not. I don't fucking know. Was there a few extenuating circumstances prior to that, you know, where he said he couldn't breathe in the back of the car? Yes. Was he tugging and pulling, you know, half-ass resisting arrest, or could be perceived as resisting arrest? Yeah. But the point at which it became utterly fucked up and irreprehensible was, in my opinion, you know, whether he tanked out because of the whole drug OD thing, or it was in fact a blood choke. You know, I don't know, but I think that's going to wind up being what's used in court to get him off.
I mean, that scares the shit out of me that there's even a chance. Because the coroner reports have all been like, yeah, knee on the neck for an extended period of time. That's it. That's why he died. Like, yeah, he had drugs in his systems. Yeah, he had this, but it's that knee on the neck for that period of time took his ass down. And, like, yeah, I just...
What is that called? Because I know you know what I'm talking about.
The type of choke, or the when your body's in that fight or flight freaking out thing?
Your body's in the fight or flight OD thing. We talked about this once off podcast, and you knew what the fuck I was talking about then, but I can't think of what the fuck it's called now.
I can't remember what the fuck it's called yet either.
I want to say it's the same kind of shit like what deep sea divers have, almost like hypoxia. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can still hear you. Are you looking for it right now?
I was trying to, but it's not coming up. But it's almost like fucking hypoxia, you know, where they come up too fast from the depths and their body hasn't repressurized or some shit. Like, they're still with it, but not with it, and fight or flight, and their body's in the process of shutting down. But anyway, I don't know what the fuck it's called, but it's a thing. But I have a feeling that that's going to wind up being used in court.
I think, like, here's the other thing that frightens me about this whole situation is that I haven't heard anything about it. It's effectively gone.
Yeah, it's been hushed.
It's super hushed right now. So, yep. Either it slipped in where there was notice of charges, or like, I mean, they've all been charged. It's just what happened with those charges has all just been kind of thrown to the wayside with everything that else that happened last year, and even what's happened this year. There's been enough stuff that's happened this year already to have something like that kind of just go poof.
Yeah.
Like, let's just say that the news on the charges or everything popped up on the same day the Capitol thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
No way that was getting through.
Yeah.
People stormed the fucking Capitol. Yeah. You know, Confederate flags in the middle of the fucking Capitol, in the middle of the Senate floor.
Yeah.
Like, there's no other news that's getting through that. We also didn't even talk about the fact that Beirut exploded that one day. But, like,
what?
I mean, there's not. You don't remember in 2020, Beirut, there was an explosion at I think it was like a fertilizer plant.
I thought that
and then
was
just,
in Serbia.
Nah, it was Beirut.
Oh, man.
Fucking boom. But, yeah. But if that, yeah, I mean, like, there's not much we can talk about that because. It's like the George Floyd thing. If that case already got wrapped up in a nice little bow.
I just looked it up. It hasn't. 2 days ago, police were erecting barricades in front of the courthouse in preparation for the trial to start, and apparently only one member of Floyd's family is going to be allowed to be in the courtroom.
Wow. Yep.
But no, nothing has yet happened with it.
Okay. Because, like, if you're worried about a moment where we are now that the Balkans and powder keg stuff happened, that's one of them.
Yep.
That's one of them. Yep. I mean, I'm not too worried about the gun rule, the gun potential gun legislation, because, one, I don't think it's going to pass. Two, it's just not going to pass.
But there are so many fucking Democrats that are currently between the House and the Senate now. They have the majority of both.
True. I mean, my counterpoint is that if this was as easy as, you know, we want to make it seem, two things need to happen. One, the Democrats would need someone like Mitch McConnell in their corner or on their side of things. Two, things like that fucking $15 minimum wage wouldn't be a fucking discussion right now. It already would have gone through. Yeah. It wouldn't be arguing about $1,400. It would be a $2,000 check.
Yeah.
A lot of things that they're bickering about right now would not be bickering about, because the majority's there. It would have just been like, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's Mitch McConnell is a thing.
Yeah.
You will always, until he retires or something happens, and, you know, I don't wish anyone to die or anything bad to happen to anybody, really. But, like, he's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah.
That man has a wonderful stranglehold on Kentucky, even though he is not, he's not been, Kentucky's not really doing good, you know.
Yeah.
But he's not going anywhere. The best chances we had to, like, kick him out was probably this last year.
That guy that I like so much? I think he was from fucking Carolinas. I want to say.
Don't tell me Lindsey Graham. No. Who are you talking about?
A very well-spoken guy. I want to say he looks like he's maybe in his 40s. Blonde, white hair. I don't know. Just a very well. He seemed to be kind of like a, again, you're not going to like this comparison, but kind of like a fucking Tulsi Gabbard, like could see things from both sides of the fence.
Was he in the Senate or was he in?
I haven't heard him or seen him talk for a while, but the last time I did, like, he was saying some pretty fucking, like, damn near inspirational level shit compared to the rest of the gibberish coming out of those fucking cockfights' mouths.
There's a few people right now that are that have R's next to their names that I can be like, all right, you don't seem too bad. I don't know what their entire politics are right now.
Honestly, I don't know if he was Republican or Democrat. I don't know. I realize that a lot of my shit swings with Republican, but, you know, at the end of the day, I go with who makes fucking sense. You know, if it seems that they're making more judgment calls based on reality and law than fucking feelings, then I'm probably going to be on their team.
I would hope that that would be more people as well. But, and as means, I know it's sometimes scary, but like me and a few people have had conversations about, some people are just, no matter what, going to stick with what their team is rather than go with who makes the most actual sense.
It's fucking pathetic. Like,
it's scary, actually.
Fucking pathetic. And like, yeah, scary, yes, but fucking pathetic.
Like, people would rather, at certain cases, go, well, you know, my pappy voted Republican or Democrat. Yeah. My pappy's pappy voted this way. I'm voting this way, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not even well, what are the goals of this side compared to that side? What are the goals of this candidate with this candidate? What is it? What are they saying? What are they going to do?
Yeah.
You know, what's actually going to be happening, potentially, you know? What are their actual goals? What are the overall party's goals compared to what, you know, what position they're actually in? Because just because they're a congressman, you know, they could be in the House and the Senate. It's two different, like, ball games when it comes to how they, you know, interact and everything.
Right.
So, like, if it's a Republican in the Senate right now, it's essentially you're just basically just going to go with whatever the fuck Mitch McConnell's saying. There's not a lot of free thinking for the most part when it comes to Congress Republican thinking. where, I mean, you got Mitch McConnell did be like, oh, not Mitch McConnell, fucking Mitt Romney was like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to, you know, I don't like Trump because blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. That's nice. But like when it came to the fucking Senate, Amy Carabowat, Amy something Barrett.
I don't know.
The fucking judge right now that got put in within a month.
Yeah,
with that shit. No. He was fully on board with her coming in right now. But if it had to do with shit that was a little bit more personal to him, he was completely, he was fine with it. Because, you know, Democrats have had a very, you know, liberal-leaning fucking court for a while. So, you know. They can deal with some conservatives. I'm like, no, actually, the court's been quite conservative for a long time. It's just that it's less of a majority. But you know, it senators you can kind of not they're not very, especially on that side of things, kind of just go with the flow.
Yeah.
In the House, it's a little bit different. It's not always party lines all the time, but like it's just been that way for a bit now, and it's scary. I don't like it. I really don't like it at all. I wish things were a bit more.
And I also don't like the
actually free thinking.
I also don't like the fucking. I realize that you know you have your own opinions about Trump and whatnot, but I also don't like the fucking cancel culture. Childish bullshit that goes on with that. Like Trump won fair and square. Well, we're gonna get him out of there. We're not gonna stand for this shit. Followed by anything he wanted to do, getting shot down just because they didn't fucking like him, or you know, with that judge being put in that you were just talking about, Amy, whatever the fuck her name was, it didn't matter what her qualifications were. The fact that she was Republican and whatever else, and then the fucking Dems popping off saying that, oh, we're gonna pack the fucking courts. And just going off of fucking feelings and trying to do this constant tit-for-tat.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, packing the court thing, it's not necessarily going off of feelings. That's going off of there is a massive conservative thing in the court right now. And the person that got put in, though I guess fully within the rights of Congress and the president on the letter of the law, not 5 years ago, in a not very similar situation due to the timeline, the Republicans, the damn near same Republicans in Congress now, were screaming that you can't have Merrick Garland be nominated to the Supreme Court because of a vacancy, because it's too close to election. That was 9 months out of the election. Mm-hmm. People were voting already. And this woman was put on the court. And you're telling me it's too close. It's not close. It's fine. This time it's fine. That was the problem. It wasn't that she wasn't qualified. I mean, she wasn't very much qualified. But, like, the main reason why she was picked because she's very, like, you know, very, very right-leading. Very, very conservative-leading person. And not ashamed of that at all. But that her herself was not necessarily the problem.
More than she does fucking feelings, though.
Okay, so that's the other thing is I don't know if you're going off of that whole thought of I want to be more to the letter of the Constitution, like I'm going to be this constitutionalist. I'm going to go like this is the letter of what it says or what we feel the founders are saying in these moments, or are you going with this is what the law fucking says, because. She's more of that I'm a constitutionalist person than she is a I'm going to go with what the law says. Because if we're going with just what the law says, then, I mean, that should be fucking everyone because it's illegal to go against what the law says in certain situations.
Certain situations.
But she's, Then again, this is coming from a document that considered me 3/5 a person at a time. So... You know, we can't necessarily, if we were going off the letter of that document, then for a long time, and considering just other than amendments, Ms. Barrett couldn't vote.
Yeah.
You couldn't vote.
Why couldn't I vote?
the voting rights for a very long time were only for property owning white males of a certain echelon.
I do own property. What's your point?
Up until what point?
What do you mean?
Because you would not have been able to vote up until the point you were there. And then this was, it was essentially like a little club of people that could vote. Mm. And that was completely fine. And then, like, you know, democratic actual elections weren't really a thing in this country until a while. I think like Andrew Jackson or some shit like that.
Could be.
So, like, there's a lot of shit that's changed that makes it the document and everything the way that it is. And the only reason why good things actually get to happen is because we change it. We make modifications over time. Because, you know, the document was also made to try to get 13 fucking separate states to, like, want to do something together, even though they hated each other. So it's meant to be, you know, up for interpretation. It's meant to be fluid. It's meant to try to survive and to move forward. And you can't do that if you're constantly thinking, what were the people in 1776 thinking?
Yeah.
They didn't have fucking iPhones. They didn't have drones. Yeah. They didn't consider black people fucking things more than property. They didn't consider their wife more than property.
God damn right, woman, get back in the kitchen.
They didn't have a fucking highway system. Yeah. You know, like, none of that stuff was in consideration, so we have to take with the problems as they come now. And if you have your thought stuck back then, nothing gets done that's decent.
No, I...
That's my only problem when it comes to constitutionality, when it comes to, like, when people are constitutionalists. Like, I believe in the Constitution. Well, yeah, of course, it's not like fucking Santa Claus, asshole. It exists. It's a piece of paper. It's right over there. Like, no, you know,
I mean, I think there should be things, though, that shouldn't be fucking altered. I don't think that, again, just fine. I'll say it's not Iran related. The freedom of speech, that's the Constitution. I don't think that that should ever be faltered, wavered, or infringed. Literally, I don't think it should ever be fucking messed with. And I feel the exact same way about the Second Amendment. You know? I don't think.
You want to be able to keep bear arms in your house?
What?
It's the right to bear arms, so you can have bear arms in the house.
Anyway, the point is that I don't think that that should be fundamentally fucked with. You want to put fucking background check? You absolutely do fucking background check. There are batshit crazy people all over the fucking place. You know, yeah. That's fine, but I don't think fucking firearms should be registered. I think a firearm owner should take serial numbers and have, you know, obviously report anything that's fucking possibly stolen. You know, that's on the owner. But I don't think that they should have to register them with the fucking state. I don't think that they should be fucking subjected like fucking, you know, a second class citizen or treated with, you know, extra crap. If I can walk into a fucking pot store and walk out with the fucking legal limit, why can't I do that with a firearm? I don't have to fucking register my pot.
Well, I think, aren't firearms already on registries or anything like that, so they can be tracked?
On the state. So if you buy a firearm from a gun store, so there's two different ways that goes. In Iowa, for example, I have a concealed carry permit. That means that I have already gone through an extensive background check through the sheriff's office. It's good for 5 years. And that means that when I go to purchase a firearm at a retailer, they don't have to call it in on me. Right. But those papers are kept on hand and periodically they go through audits or whatnot and check. So, I mean, is the serial number of that weapon attached to my name somewhere on a piece of paper? Yes. Is it cataloged somewhere like a fucking birth certificate or something like that? Maybe. But more than likely not. It's just sitting in a fucking file box somewhere. Unless a crime is committed, no one goes digging for it.
You mean, I think it kind of would be. I mean, it just seems smart that that would be just in case they do need to, you know, something coming out with that gun comes back, then, you know, you kind of need to know who that was.
Time it's not registered in that, the local sheriff's office can say, okay, who owns a fucking Glock 19 in my town? and he gets a fucking printout list. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Seems kind of, that kind of seems weird to me that that wouldn't be the case, though. Well, if something happened involving a Glock 19, why wouldn't they want to know who owns a Glock 19? What is wrong with the government knowing that? The government kind of already has a shit ton of information. I'm sure they probably... What slippery slope is this starting?
The biggest issues with the gun laws that I have is, like, the red flag laws. Not at a basic level, but I don't believe there's anything in place where they can't be abused.
In what way would they be abused?
Take any batshit crazy Democrat that hates fucking guns, or a liberation individual, or a feminist Nazi who just fucking hates her man neighbor because he put a pink flamingo out there, but she knows he has a gun. There's literally nothing in place to prevent, just like with this fucking sexual assault thing, there's literally nothing in place to prevent the owner of the firearm from having his shit taken and seized for X amount of fucking days or months. There's nothing. Any faulty accusation can be fucking made as for the reason of the call-in. It doesn't matter. And that person loses their fucking rights for possibly upwards of months. And usually they have to go through legal bullshit in order to get their crap back. I mean, it would be like if I called the police department and I said, so Christian Ballard is speeding up and down my driveway. And, I don't think he's a responsible individual. And the fucking cops just show up with a fucking tow truck and impound your vehicle. Sight unseen. No cause to believe that any laws have been broken. No cause to believe that you're a threat. No cause to believe that you're speeding. They just impound your shit, and now you have to go through the whole process of trying to fight to get your shit back. And in the meantime, you don't have your shit. Same premise.
I mean, I guess the difference is that you kind of need a car to get around.
It doesn't matter.
You don't necessarily need a car gun in the
fucking Constitution.
I mean... Sure.
I'm just saying, a mode of transportation is not in the Constitution. A firearm is.
Yeah, but we're on... Yeah, a firearm is, but then, you know, there are more uses for a mode of transportation than there is a firearm.
You're still trying to get around the underlying point that I'm making. What's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. There is nothing...
I mean, some of those sound very bad, yeah, if that's how they end up being used, but we're not at that. We're not nearly at that point.
There are certain places that are at that point. That fucking like 50, 60-year-old man, I think it was in Boston, he was in a long-standing pissing contest with his fucking neighbors over a rose bed, and she called him in for a red flag and said that he was crazy and insane and he had guns. No, he didn't pull it. He didn't brandish a weapon. He didn't do anything. But the fucking cop showed up to confiscate his shit. And there was a huge fucking shootout because he wasn't going to let him take his shit. And a couple cops got shot up and he died. Because they were trying to take his rights. That's wrong. I understand what you're saying about it not being, you know, well, you don't really need it. It's not that like at the core. It doesn't matter. It is the fundamental fucking right. It's in the Constitution that's my shit. And until I fucking do something wrong, don't fucking play the minority report on my ass and come fucking stop a problem before it's a fucking problem. If there is no fucking problem, there's nothing.
Right. No, I get that. No one has to play minority report. The thing is, at what point do... What line is there? Do we just go, yeah, no, that's fine. Everybody, you know, you have a gun. Everybody gets a gun. So then, you know, at what point do we now just allow it to be the Wild West of everyone just gets to fucking have guns on each other all the time? I don't think everybody having a gun stops people from not shooting at each other at willy-nilly.
I either. Think to a certain extent, you know.
No. Because if you're going to fucking take somebody down, you're just going to fucking do it. Like, nothing's going to stop you. Oh, they have a gun, too. That's nice. If I pull the trigger first, it doesn't fucking matter.
I'm not saying that it prevents people to a certain extent. What I'm trying to say is that as far as firearms are concerned, is it's still a fucking option. Like, the only thing that's going to stop some fucking asshole that breaks into my house right now, hypothetically, if someone broke into my fucking house right now with a fucking gun, the only thing that's going to stop that motherfucker is going to be me with a gun. That's it.
I mean, but they're still going to break into the house, right, though, whether you have the firearm or they don't. Right. I mean, what's going to stop them from doing whatever they're going to do? If I don't have the
firearm, then I'm probably fucking dead. Right?
Potentially, okay, yeah.
Well, there you go.
I mean, but, like, that's not something that's going to happen all the fucking time. You're, like, this is under the assumption that, once again, we're in the Wild West and fucking violent crime is apparently happening all the fucking time everywhere. It's
happening all the time everywhere.
It happens, but not nearly at the fucking rates that we want to think it happens.
I strongly disagree.
I mean, you can, but, like, violent crime has gone down. I
strongly disagree.
The stats say violent crime has gone down.
Listen to what? The fucking 80s and crack epidemic era?
No, just in general. It's gone down.
Thank you, coronavirus, for stepping in and making bad people stay inside.
And not even with the coronavirus. This is before COVID.
I'm going to Google something.
Okay.
Let's see.
Like, you also got to, like, take in consideration that it's in, like, smaller areas, small towns and shit. Oh, God. Like, that, it doesn't happen nearly as much. If you're taking large cities, then sure, shit happens. But then, once again, this isn't necessarily a gun issue as much as it's a education and economic issue. Like, my thing is, I don't understand why every single conversation that has to have guns has to be where everyone's just assuming that someone's going to just take your guns away.
Because that's what the fucking bills and laws are trying to do.
Like, I don't see them doing that, though. Just constantly going, well, we're just, you there, right there, we're to everyone who's legally owning their guns. We're just taking them away now. That's what we're doing. That's what this law is for. Like, I don't think that's what they're doing. It's just trying to make things safer for everybody.
I can hear you now.
Okay.
I can hear you now. I'm also on speaker.
They've literally been doing this. They're trying to do this shit since the Bill Clinton era. And they passed an assault weapons ban back then and got rid of the high cap magazines and all that shit. And it came out of being a bill, like it passed its expiration date or some shit during the Obama administration. And even before, that still didn't count for Columbine or anything else because all of that shit still fucking happened. So having that ban in place where shit was banned, couldn't get it, didn't matter what state you were in, it didn't do anything to stop Columbine.
You're correct.
It did not stop Columbine. So does that mean we just throw everything away then?
Continue to try and stop shit like that when there was already shit in place that didn't do a goddamn thing.
Because we could do better at stopping it than just having those little incremental bans on things. There could be better ways of stopping this, to making sure it doesn't happen. And I know you're looking something at your phone right now because I can't hear you. He's looking at something on his phone right now. Well then, ladies and jelly spoons, have you enjoyed yourselves? I don't know what episode this is in. I don't know if this is in one episode by itself or somewhere else. But it's been been a while since we've done this. You guys feeling good? I'm feeling pretty good. Kind of have gas right now, but that's because of Brussels sprouts. That's okay. Don't need to talk about that. Everybody so give it a hand for Jared Bear. Oh, look, he's back. Is he done looking stuff up?
California.
Okay, what does that have to fucking do with anything?
In your life, you have a 1 in 582 chance of becoming a victim of a violent crime. Sexual assault, rape, or murder.
Okay.
I can say that, honestly, there are cities in Iowa that have a much lower percentage. For example, okay. The city that I lived closest to when I was in my economics class, or not economics, it was an entrepreneur class, and I had to give a presentation on, you know, the validity of having a firearm store for a business plan. And in that city, which has a much smaller populace than what Corona, California does, you had a 1 in 10 chance of being a victim of a violent crime. Now, you can't say that violent crime is not that much of a thing when you're talking in the course of your life a 1 in 10 chance. If you were talking lotto numbers, okay, I gotcha. Makes sense. Maybe not necessary. But in the small little town that I'm in, yeah, I probably have a lotto chance of being a fucking victim of a violent crime in my little small podunk town. But at the end of the day, that doesn't matter. Because it's, again, my decision and my rights, because I haven't done anything fucking wrong, to have that shit. I shouldn't have further taxes, penalties, or fees associated with an interest of mine, no more so than an asshole would have for a fucking jacked up truck or a souped up car. Why do you need to have a fucking 700 horsepower fucking Cobra fucking, you know, Mustang? Why do you need to have a fucking car?
Because I have a small penis.
Why does anyone need to have a fucking Corvette?
No, I am hearing you.
Or a Ferrari be legal on the road? The fucking speed limit at max is 80 miles an hour anywhere in this country. Why do you need to have a car that can go over fucking 100 miles an hour? Why? You
know, cars were not designed to kill people, though.
You're still missing the point.
You're making an assumption. You're having an equivalency of a why does someone need a car that does this, and why can't I have my gun that does this thing? But like, cars don't kill. Like, cars aren't designed to kill people. Yes, they are. That is their entire purpose. It's a defense mechanism, and the defense is against other people. Or hunting. Well, okay, then have hunting weapons.
You're still missing the point. Again, the way the shit is worded is clips, magazines, or anything that has been held in patent or design by another military, by a military. So that includes bolt-action rifles. That all of that shit. The way they're trying to word this shit is in sneaking shit in the fine print, just like you're talking about with the cutting checks and playing flip-flop with shit. They're trying to sneak shit in under the fucking fine print, and people just don't fucking know what they're talking about. Every one of these people that are popping off at the mouth about AR-15s, assault rifles. It's only an assault rifle if you're actually fucking assaulting somebody with it. It is a fucking rifle. That is it. It's not assaulting. It is not meant to be assaulting with. It is just a rifle. That's it. What people fucking do with that, it depends on the individual. That's what turns it into a weapon against other human beings. Is what the person, okay.
Yeah, we'd rather not have that people have that option so readily available to them.
Bring back the cars as an example. If the fucking, all the speed limits are fucking 80 or less or excessive acceleration, why is it that we have holy shit horsepower vehicles that are street legal?
Well, here's the thing though, like you, it's not like I can easily go pick that up in the back market or just go pick it up out of my granddad's garage. Or it's not like Ferraris aren't just laying around everywhere. Their serial numbers aren't scratched off of fucking Ferraris.
Do 110 miles an hour.
Okay, so then do you want to then, as a gun lobbyist, go to the car manufacturers and say that we need speed limitations in all the cars because we want to make an argument about
I'm
guns?
I'm just saying, you can't say that it's not potato-potato.
It isn't potato-potato because one is a vehicle, like a mode of transportation. The other one is a thing that's built to kill other people. I understand it's a hobby. I've shot weapons. I understand it is fun. For the most part, but like it's not something that like needs to be so easily available. We've already had the discussion that, yeah, there needs to be some things that make sense to be put in place to make sure crazy people don't get them. But like, I still don't see it that anyone's going to come in and take away your firearms from you.
The only thing that separates that high horsepower car or a AK-47 is the intent of the owner. Whether or not they choose to use it for killing people or fucking shooting paper like I do versus driving it down the road versus treating the fucking neighborhood like the Autobahn. It's all in the intent of the person behind the wheel of the trigger. That is my comparison and my analogy.
That might be fair, but you can do so much more damage with that AK-47 driving it or doing something with it in the middle of anywhere. Then you can that vehicle.
Remember the lady who took her minivan down the fucking Las Vegas Strip and killed like 16 or 20 people? The horse she had.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up. Imagine if she had a fucking machine gun with that thing too, just popping off rounds. There'd be a lot more.
More. Up there at that country concert, allegedly, with a bunch of fucking machine guns raining.
No, that wasn't allegedly.
Yeah,
that happened.
Some other shady shit going on there somewhere.
Sure.
I'm serious. If you go back and watch videos of that, there was other rounds from other locations. Like, it was some straight-up JFK shit.
So, okay, so there was another shooter. Ooh, still, there's still guns there
point,
that don't need to be there. That doesn't
that
need to happen.
That guy had fucking, like, 20 weapons up in his fucking hotel room raining down rounds on a giant crowd. And he didn't really hit that many people.
It shouldn't have happened in the first place, Jerry.
But that still doesn't mean why someone else can't own those weapons who's not batshit crazy.
Well, then there needs to be things and laws in place to make sure that batshit crazy people don't get firearms.
At the same point, you can't do that through the effects of monetary amounts. Like, you can't charge people more money for having that. That's not right.
I mean, technically, you get charged more money for having that Ferrari, even if you're not even saying what the cost of the car is, the insurance on the fucking car. Not to mention the taxes that are on the fucking car.
Any fucking vehicle I can soup up and have any, not even souping up, I can still go over the fucking speed limit. Okay, well,
sure.
Then why? What's the difference?
You going over the speed limit is not nearly as dangerous as you opening up somebody opening up a rifle in the middle of a crowded room or a school.
Kind of still drawing away from my point of something that's implicitly.
You're drawing away from the point of it by bringing up the cars in the first place.
I'm making an example.
Yes, you are. The example is not a potato potato, though. It's not. If you want to consider it a tool, that's one thing, but it's not. This is not a tool for doing the tools are completely different. That's like me saying this Gatorade bottle and my shoe have similar fucking uses because they both can technically hold a liquid. No. One is for drinking out of it. The other one is for wearing on my foot. That doesn't make them both equally have to now then, you know, treat them equally under the law for whatever potential laws that might be.
My point being is that both can be used for good or bad. Both are built beyond the parameters, are both capable beyond the parameters of the law. Everything is entirely in the intent of the person wielding it. That is my example. Okay.
Right. And then there should be laws in place to make sure that the people that have ill intent don't get to have those firearms or not so easily obtained to get those firearms.
Monetary amounts.
If that's the way that it's going to get done, then so fucking... We won't know until it happens, if it does happen, but we've already made the point that it's not going to fucking happen.
You're still not making sense.
I'm not making sense because I'm disagreeing with you now. On
a whimsical... Well, fuck it, let's see. Why? And it's still a matter of the Constitution.
It's not a what fuck... It's not a whimsical, let's fuck it, see what's way. It's more of a, it's not going to happen. As it's, the point has been made with every single fucking mass shooting, every single time. It's not been done then. Mm-hmm. School children got shot. A fucking, somebody opens fire up on a fucking middle of a church. Mm-hmm. A fucking gay club. Anything. Nothing gets changed. Nothing gets done. This is no different. Literally no different. The Congress can't get it passed, so a $15 minimum wage can't even make it through. You think they're going to touch guns?
You're skipping around on topics.
I'm bringing up the point of the, well, no, the gun thing, all those shootings are within having to do with the guns themselves.
The fine wording that's in a lot of these bills, and you ask me, well, what's so fucking bad about it? That's how we went down this little fucking rabbit hole.
I'm not
saying that shit shouldn't be done, but I don't think that monetary amounts or telling someone what fucking hand grip is on a firearm or how many bullets it could fucking hold or what caliber it is. I don't think any of that shit should have fuck all to do with whether or not you're able to fucking own it based on a law. I think if there's a constitutional fucking right and it's not an explosive device, I think you should just be left the fuck alone until you do something stupid.
That's the thing, though. They're trying to prevent the stupid thing to happen, and if they can limit the amount of damage done, then, I mean, you're right. They can't. It's already here. Like, almost all gun laws, for the most part, are kind of moot point because of how many guns that are already just widely available. It's crazy, and I hate to make that point to agree with your point that gun laws can, at some points, are moot. Because it's just, I'm pretty sure I can go get a gun anywhere right now without a fucking problem. Even here in California, I can pretty much probably guarantee I can go grab a gun from somewhere and then just go fucking hog wild somewhere if I wanted to. I don't, because that's just not how I am. But even here in California, this bastion of liberalism and the Democrat, you know, this, oh, we're all a bunch of fucking hippies over here. All right, I can go get a gun pretty goddamn easily.
There are things in place that you can't have. You can't have anything with a threaded barrel for a muzzle brake. You can't have certain hand grips on your weapon. So sometimes you can have a certain grip on an AR, and other times you can't. It has to be a full stock like a sporting rifle. There are magazine capacities that you are and aren't allowed to have. There are optics that you are and aren't allowed to have. All that shit. Why?
I don't fucking know why. They fucking made choices that they could get that passed compared to anything else that get passed. I don't know why they made the choices for the small little fucking dicky reasons why they do things. They got that bit of it passed rather than getting rid of the whole thing itself. I don't know why they picked why a certain hand grip because it didn't match their belt that day. I don't fucking know why. In my mind, it should be a little bit more comprehensive on no, none of that shit should be available for that reason for the obvious fucking reasons.
Why?
Okay.
Yeah,
because they're banned in Illinois? Because they are. I don't know why they are, because they can be in Illinois. I'm pretty sure fucking there's crimes that happen with handguns out there anyway. But, you know, it still probably limits some of the fucking handgun-related crimes that could potentially happen.
The crime rate has gone up.
We don't know that, though. I mean, we could take a look at between what happened with handgun crimes afterwards and before, but I know we're not doing that now.
Done that comparison. I mean, crime has actually gone up in regards to handguns.
Okay, well, violent crime using handguns has gone up after a handgun ban placed in. I can see that the fucking handgun purchases outside the states around that state would probably have gone up. But, you know, I can't speak to whether or not they did go up or they didn't go up or whatever the fuck happened with that. You know, the only thing, here's the sad thing is, the only thing that's actually stopped a lot of major shootings that's fucking gone on is because of COVID. That's it. We are on track to having, before COVID, a school shooting or a mass shooting every day. Mm-hmm. And that's disgusting.
Well,
and yet still nothing done.
Unfortunately, it's a side effect.
And then, well, because the reasoning behind it is because you don't think, well, because this one, I don't think that's it. That's not perfect. This one's not perfect. That's not, but somewhere it has to get started somewhere. And I'm guessing hand grips and fucking scopes and other shit is just a small way of getting it done that way.
The way a lot of that shit is fucking wrote is designed to implicitly get rid of or attempt to get rid of firearms that would not, I don't know, compete with police officer weaponry and up. And the whole point of it being in the Constitution is, and thou shalt not be infringed, is having something to have a militia if necessary. But,
I think we're past that now. Like, hello, I can still hear you.
No.
Did you let your phone go dark on you, you jackass? I was listening to you talk.
You were about to say something.
I was saying, like, well, aren't we past the militia part now? Aren't we past the potentially for being invaded by another country to make that, make that apparent? Not to mention, if any other country decides that they want to, like, it's already pointless. The guns are already fucking here.
The thing that I want to point out is that Australia being a weird one, because really there's not much fucking turmoil in Australia. But the UK, or Britain, rather, I have a very close friend over there who's on a Britain chemical squad. I don't know his actual job title, but it's like EMT, firefighter, first responder, but on steroids, like the SWAT of the EMT. And over there,
that's kind of cool.
They don't have guns, right? I mean, they can have guns, but it's like stupid, holy shit, regulated, like only 2-shot shotguns and fucking like $900 registration fee and just all kinds of shit, right? So like Biden or a lot of Democrats' wish list of, you know, gun registration shit. Now, that didn't do anything to the IRA, and that has done absolutely fuck all for the violent crimes in the area, because stabbings went through the fucking roof. So then they tried to ban knives. That has failed miserably. They have acid attacks every day there. Acid or stabbings, like, it's fucking going out of style. Like, I don't know, think to like bullies in junior high. There's at least somebody getting fucking stabbed or acid at least every day over there in his small little community. And it's fucking insane. And there's still violent crime. That is unfortunately a side effect of human fucking beings, is that while the majority of them just want to get along, a lot of them fucking just can't. So I don't see why infringing on that regards to firearms is going to do anything, any more so than it would be to cut out free speech and, you know, woke motherfuckers. You know, it's not going to do anything to keep people from offending somebody to say you don't have freedom of speech anymore. Someone's still going to say fuck you at the end of the day, or you're a cunt.
Right, but if that's the case, did you want someone to then just pull out their piece and shoot you right in the face because the pieces are so readily available?
Or hitting, you're throwing acid at you. for hitting you in the head with a fucking baseball bat.
Yeah, no, those, it all sucks, Jerry. In that case, you know, it's like choosing, do you want, you know, at both ends, you end up being harmed. I get that. Mm-hmm. I get that. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. I don't want that shit to happen to anybody. There should be other things done to limit crime itself. Right? And limit people being hurt. Get it. I got it. One of the famous excuses from those who are so very protective of firearms is it's a mental health issue. Okay, well then let's go about trying to help towards mental health issues. Nothing gets done. Like, I don't believe it's necessarily a mental health issue, but there are mental health issues and people do need help for those things. But that doesn't mean, like, it's funny that that's used as the, used as the excuse for when things would happen with firearms. There's a mental health problem. They had a mental health problem. Okay, then let's do something about mental health problems so we can stop having this happen. Oh, you know, we can't do that right now. So the problem isn't the mental health problem. The problem is the fact that nobody wants to do anything about guns.
The thing is that it's not...
Like, you just don't want to do anything about it.
Fix anything. I mean...
Yeah, doing something about mental health problems would fix something. That's... that would help a lot.
I'm talking in regards to...
I don't know if it's about, like...
So, I mean, for example, if I walk into a fucking kindergarten room or... whatever, junior high, even. If I walked into fucking junior high with a baseball bat, it's not going to make a damn bit of difference what any of them have to say about it. I'm going to bash every one of their fucking skulls in. I could do the exact same thing with a fucking gun, but instead I'm doing it now with a bat. Are we going to fucking try and ban bats now because I lost my shit?
You're probably going to get a lot more done a lot more efficiently with a firearm than you would with a bat.
If one kid is dead at the end of the day, what difference would it make?
Yeah, no, it's still fucking terrible, but you're the one who brought up the whole, you know, if it's a gun or a bat thing. You're going to make that comparison. You're still probably going to get a lot more done with a gun than you would with a bat.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is...
Yeah, you know, it's still terrible nonetheless. You're still going to get a lot more done with a gun rather than a bat.
And hopes that it fixes shit.
Yeah, that's kind of how laws work, though.
So we should... But we should...
There needs to be something done, and if, like, it just because it can't be perfect in the moment that it doesn't mean that we have to throw it all the way each time. That is a horrible fallacy that needs to be fixed on all regards.
Pointy or blunt or bangy, we should all get rid of.
Not like, once again, just because it can't be perfect doesn't mean that everything needs to fucking go, or doesn't mean that it's, you know, it, like, some things still need to be done.
At the end of the day, it's the fucking First Amendment, in that it's in the Constitution because it should be a protected thing and it should not be infringed.
And free speech has been modified. That has been modified several times over to make sure that people don't say and do certain fucking things sometimes. Like, you can't yell fire in a movie theater. You can't incite hate speech. There are certain things you cannot say in certain regards. What it protects is that you can talk shit about the president and the government freely like we are now.
That doesn't mean that there's not going to be consequences for whatever the fuck comes out of your mouth.
Yeah, which would be breaking a law. Like, you can't say... I mean, yeah, you technically can physically say the words fire in a theater, but you're still going to be arrested because it's against the law. It's not... You cannot claim free speech in that situation.
So you're telling me if I held up a Bic lighter in a theater and I thought it was fire and no one got hurt in the process?
Well, if you're purposely causing a fire in a theater, then yeah, you should probably say fire in that theater, fuckface.
Actually, I didn't know anything about the
You get what I fucking mean.
Honestly, I thought them.
Yeah, no, that is super illegal. somebody tried to actually claim free speech. If somebody tried to claim free speech on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Because you're inciting you're inciting harm in several different fucking facets. I don't remember if somebody actually got hurt or not in that situation, but the fact is that you'd still cause. I would assume yes that somebody did get hurt in that situation, but panic. What it does is that you incite, you incite panic constantly when you do something like that. So, yeah.
Fair enough.
So yeah, there are some there's still limitations on our on those bills of rights there because well you know over time you figured out some people are gonna try to cheat the system or people are gonna be assholes because well people are fucking assholes. So you know, it's just like nothing is even in that Bill of Rights those unalienable rights they have been changed for the betterment of society so we don't have people be dipshits constantly.
I don't know. I still feel that, again, just like the fucking vehicles thing or the cars argument that I brought up, you know, no one needs a fucking vehicle that has fucking 500 horsepower, but I could go down to fucking Napa right now and turn my car into a fucking drag racer. I mean, I could turn your fucking truck into a fucking monster truck. I mean... No one needs
to have
that shit.
It's very true.
I don't the reason to fuck with it unless there's a problem.
The problem is that, you know, people are trying to come up with effective gun legislation and then there's people that just straight up say no. They're like, no. So the only way that they can't get anything passed or through, it's just to try to make things inconvenient rather than just to have the effective gun legislation done.
Day, that also just harms the legal gun owner because it's not going to do shit to anyone who's buying illegal manual.
If things were in place from the jump that would make things that we all would all agree would be better, then I don't think that would be the case. I think we would be all a little bit better off when it comes to it. But, like, if we were already in the situation which, you know, we already had technically the effective gun legislation in that perfect society where it's there, it exists, then obviously we don't have that problem. You know, do certain things still happen from time to time? Probably. Is it bad? Yeah. But, like, we all kind of, you know, got to the point where I know we're in a comfortable spot. But we, you know, that doesn't happen that way. Laws aren't just created in such a way or legislation passed in such a way that it's perfect the first time it fucking pops up. No time it needs to change.
Just fine if the fucking shit was actually implemented and the departments were actually funded in a way to where they could keep up.
Right, but they're not because there's people that are in power right now that have R's next to their name that don't want that to happen. I am hearing you. You know, you are right. Those things would be effective if things were done properly. But there's consistently a group in that government that are not allowing that to happen properly.
And passed through by whoever the fuck passed them through.
Consistently, these fucking people just don't want it to fucking happen. Because any sort of slight towards any sort of firearm is considered, it's the worst fucking thing that could ever fucking happen. Like, sometimes it sounds like your problem isn't with the Democrats that are trying to do certain things, it's with the people that are consistently holding these things down.
And And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why they hate us.